and you're listening to WHYY on a Friday. It's 11:04. Good morning, I'm Ben Abrams. A group of Philadelphia bar owners and leaders of fraternal organizations are calling on state legislators to quickly agree on a plan to legalize and tax skill games in gambling terminals. They say they stand to lose critical revenues from the machines, and some might have to close their doors if lawmakers don't approve regulations by an October 13th deadline. WHYY business reporter Mayor Rhine has the details.
The state Supreme Court ruled in June that Pennsylvania's 70,000 skill-based gaming machines are illegal and gave the legislature 3 months to come up with a fix. Organization leaders like Sean Anderson, president of the Ancient Order of Hibernians Division 39, say it would be devastating if they were forced to shut down their gaming terminals.
This money is essential for the growth and support of all the programs that these organizations run. For the AOH, we do a lot of veteran stuff. We do masses, we do dinners. Last holiday season, we fed like 500 people with dinners for Thanksgiving. This money is essential for us.
A group of business and organization leaders met at a Knights of Columbus Hall in East Torresdale on Thursday to call for speedy action on a bill that would legalize the devices and impose a $500 monthly fee for each machine. But legislators appear to be divided on how much to tax the games, with Governor Josh Shapiro and many Democrats backing a 52% levy and one Republican legislator proposing a tax of just 16%. Mayor Rindy, WHYY News.
Philly is about to get Fungadelic. The third annual Fungadelphia Festival is taking place on Saturday. It will be at the Schuylkill Center in Upper Roxborough from 11 to 3 p.m. Sam Bucciarelli is president of the Philadelphia Mycology Club.
We're going to have a culinary demonstration, a tincture workshop, a couple talks about biodiversity.
This is WHYY.